Welcome to Devil's Bridge Waterfalls and Punch Bowl. Listen while I explain about the natural and historic facts of this fascinating area of Wales. Look at the three bridges in front of you and see how they are built one on top of another. The lowest bridge was the first to be built around the 11th century and was used for those travelling by foot who needed a quick and safe way across this deep gorge. Much later, in 1708, a bigger, wider bridge was built for horse and carts, and in 1901 the top bridge was constructed to withstand the modern-day traffic. The river that the three bridges span is the River Mynach, which is the Welsh name for monk. Many monks passed this way on their route from Llanbadarn Church near Aberystwyth to Strata Florida Abbey at Pontryd Fendigaid. Strata Florida Abbey became a very important centre of Welsh culture, as well as a remote retreat for monks to practice their religion. It has taken thousands of years for the River Mynach to erode a punch bowl effect into the rocks seen underneath these bridges. The river then drops over 400 feet to create a spectacular waterfall where it then joins the River Rheidol. Before the main electric grid was available, some of the water from the waterfalls was diverted down cast iron pipes to an early hydroelectric scheme. This generated an electricity supply for the Hafod Arms Hotel in Devil's Bridge. The source of the River Rheidol, Wye, and the River Severn, the longest river in Britain, is at Pimlimon, just 5 or so miles away. Pimlimon is the highest mountain in mid-Wales. Once past Devil's Bridge, the River Rheidol flows to Aberystwyth along the U-shaped valley of Cwm Rheidol, which was formed 12,000 years ago during the last ice age. Did you realise that you are standing within a site of scientific interest, an area of natural outstanding beauty, as well as in a national nature reserve? Some of the trees and plants in this area are very rare. Most obvious is the sessile oak woodland covering the sides of the gorge. These stunted oak trees are different from the common English oak because they are smaller and the acorns have no stalk. Sessile means unstalked. A century ago, these trees were the prominent native tree, but now much of the oak woods have been replaced by plantations of foreign conifers. Other things to look out for are the many types of mosses and ferns growing safely away from grazing animals, and the different lichens that can be found growing on the bark of the trees. Devil's Bridge and other surrounding villages such as Cwm Ystwyth, Ysbyty Ystwyth, and Pontryd Fendigaid were greatly affected by the mining for copper, silver and lead found beneath the hills. The population increased as many men, women and even children worked in the mines, especially from the 1750s until its peak during the mid-19th century. The mining boosted the economy and many chapels, cottages and schools were built, creating bigger villages and communities. Today the evidence of the mines are apparent on our landscape, as the ruins and spoil heaps are still visible from the roadsides. The steam train from Devil's Bridge to Aberystwyth was opened in 1902 to serve the lead mines. It was also used to carry timber and passengers. It became very popular with tourists around the end of the Victorian era, who would use it as a means of transport to visit Devil's Bridge, as it continues to do so to this day. You might notice a large bird soaring above you in this area of Wales. It might either be a buzzard, identified by its fan tail, or the spectacular red kite with its distinctive forked tail. Red kites became very rare in the early 1900s, as eggs were stolen and birds were poisoned. They became extinct throughout the rest of Britain, but here in the mountains a few of the birds survived. Thanks to careful observations of nests and the tagging and recording of chicks, these birds of prey are no longer under threat and are increasing in numbers. Well done if you've managed to keep on turning till now. You should have picked up a few informative facts about the area. I hope that they will help you understand our local heritage. Enjoy your visit.